Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. Amen. We want to welcome you. Welcome you, each and every one, to the Prayer News Network Global. You are welcome to this open heaven on tonight. And we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We glorify him on tonight. We glorify him for his goodness. We glorify him, amen, for his grace. Glory to God, and I tell you, people of God, we could go on and on and on. But we thank you tonight, and we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in on tonight. Glory to God, invite someone else to come on in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, we're so grateful.
The recording
to be here.
Has started.
Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. It's another day. It's another hour that the Lord has brought us together, amen, as a body of believers, amen. And we pray that you brought your faith. We pray that you came expecting, amen, the Lord to do something for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Invite someone to come on in, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're excited, amen, about what the Lord is about to say to us on tonight, amen. We had our prophet with us on last night. He's with us again on tonight, and we are so grateful, amen. So go ahead and invite someone to come in, amen. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners, all of our international listeners. We bless God for you. Thank God for you, amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for reaching out to us, amen, via messenger. Glory to God, and we are just connected, amen. Glory to God, we're just all connected by spirit, and we just give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight, amen. Thank God for our listeners, amen, that are here in the continental U.S. We thank God for you, you and you, amen, now covering just about all of the United States, amen. In some way, amen, we're touching, amen, all of the states of this U.S., amen. And we thank God for it. Thank God for each of you, amen, that are in the isles of the sea, amen, Jesus, picking up new countries there as well, amen, Jesus. We thank God for you that these airways, amen, are touching your ears, amen, touching your hearing, touching your spirit, amen. And for this, we give God thanks for this. We give God praise, amen. Truly, God is good, amen. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. We just thank him, thank him, thank him, amen. We cannot thank him enough. Glory to God. Truly, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give God thanks, to give him praise, amen, for the great things that he's doing, amen. We realize there's a lot going on in the earth, amen, but we thank God that we're able to find a hiding place in him. Glory to God that we're able, glory to God, to take cover, to take solitude in his word. Glory to God. The scripture declares that heaven and earth, yes, 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 glory to God, shall pass away. Amen. But his word, glory to God, his word stands. And we're thanking God, amen, that we're coming here to this line. We're being fed. We're being fed by the word of God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that, amen. And we are thanking God for you, people of God, for helping us to get the word out to the people, to let them know that we are here. Let them know, glory to God, that there is a word from the Lord and that they can come and be fed. They can come to these waters. They can drink. Glory to God, it doesn't cost them anything. We're just trying to get the word out to win the lost at any cost. And so we give God thanks and give him praise as you're coming in. Go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Again, invite them. We got to compel them. We got to compel them to come. Glory to God. We got to listen, people of God. We got to break into their schedules. Glory to God, amen, because we know how that spirit of busy works. Yes, we do. But we thank God that you're here, amen. And now that you're here, we want to invite you to invite someone else. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite someone else. Amen. On this terrific Tuesday. Amen. Jesus, invite someone to come and be a part. Glory to God. Were you blessed by the word on last night? My God. Glory to God. We were indeed blessed by the word. If you didn't get it, amen. If you didn't hear it, glory to God, you can certainly request a copy. Or you can go out to our Prayer News Network page there. You'll find the broadcast. Amen. You can click on it and listen. Amen, Jesus, and as often as you like. Certainly send it out to someone. Glory to God. We're just trying to be a witness, trying to get the word out. Glory to God, to win the loss at any cost. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each of you as you're continuing to come in. We want to ask you again to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in the room. Amen. God has had something great for us on tonight. Amen. We just know it. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, however, glory to God, amen. However he chooses to bless us, glory to God, amen. Jesus, listen, glory to God, we're here with our hands and our heart lifted up unto him, amen. Glory to God, so we thank him, glory to God, however the word comes, glory to God, if it cut us, amen, we thank God on the other edge of that sword, amen, there's healing balm of Gilead, amen. So however the Lord chooses, glory to God, it's for our good. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. No reservations. Amen, Jesus. Just open heart, open spirit unto him. Glory to God. There's so much going on in the earth. Glory to God. And we need the word of God. Glory to God. Line upon line. Glory to God. Precept upon precept. Glory to God. We know that. Amen. So many of us, amen, are parts of different ministries. But we give God thanks. We give God praise at the beginning of the pandemic. Amen, Jesus. The Lord erected the PNN in the earth. And for this we thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, that we can get a little here. Amen. We get a little, amen, at our local assemblies. Glory be to God. All to make the whole. Glory to God that we may grow up in him. coming to the full stature of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is building us. We're not just hearing. We're not just coming. Glory to God. But the word that we're hearing is living. It's the living word. He's the living word. And as we're hearing his word, people of God, glory to God, he's moving it up. Amen. He's tearing down walls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's putting on plaster. Glory to God. He's painting. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. This house. Glory to God. Except the Lord builds the house. Glory be to God. Ha! Woo! Glory to God. Except the Lord builds the house. And we're here, glory to God, that he, the wise master builder, glory to God, will work on us. Amen. Making us ready. Making us ready for the kingdom. Making us ready for kingdom work. Glory to God. Transforming our minds. Glory to God. Reviving our spirit and renewing our soul. Glory to God. All by his word. It's all by his word. His word is multifaceted. Glory to God. It does so much all at the same time. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Again, we want to invite you. Amen. To invite someone else. Glory to God. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Invite someone else to come out and be a part. Glory to God of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Again, just want to thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. From wherever you're listening from, glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank him. We thank him. Glory be to God, for truly he's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to prepare our hearts and minds. Amen. As you're continuing to come in, as you're continuing to get that word out, glory be to God. We just thank him. Glory be to God for this day that he has made. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him tonight. Amen. We bless him tonight, glory to God, for his many, many blessings. Glory to God. We just thank him. Glory be to God for all that he's done, for all that he's yet to do. Amen. We just give God the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him tonight for our leaders. Glory to God for all of our leaders. Amen. I want to thank him for my leaders on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank him, amen, for our celestial intercessor. Amen. Thank him tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God, apostle. Glory be to God, Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight. Glory be to God for all of the advisors. Amen. Thanking God for the help. Glory be to God that he has, amen, sent to help with the line. Glory be to God, amen, because truly God is doing a great work in the midst of his people. Thanking him for you, people of God, for wherever you are, amen. Thanking him for the growth and development in you, amen. Glory be to God. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. We honor and glory him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, that you bring your heart and bring your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them on in. Bring them on in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring your heart in. Bring your minds in. Amen. Settle in. Glory be to God. Settle in on tonight. Glory to God, with your pen and your paper. Glory be to God as we get ready. Amen, for the word on tonight. Glory to God. We are tonight going to, amen, ask Minister Emmanuel Hose, amen, if he will come, amen, to bless the line on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Star 6 again, Minister Emmanuel. Amen, Jesus, as he's as he's trying to come in. Amen. Listen, listen, people of God, as he's coming back in, if and when you take the platform, if you are trying to submit your prayer request when it's time for the prayer request, if you're not able to get over, if you will hang up and dial back in, if you will hang up and dial back in, that should let you into the platform. As I understand, several people are having problems getting over and onto the platform. So if you are trying to get over when it's time for prayer, if you're trying to get over on the platform and if you're not able to get on the platform, hang up and dial back in again, and you should be able to get in. As I now understand, people are experiencing problems getting over on the platform. Amen. But we're not defeated. Glory to God. We're not defeated in any way. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, without further ado, we're going to release the platform to the man of God. God bless you, Minister Manuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, Paradise Family. And I do apologize. Amen. My phone got cut off, but nevertheless, amen, we're here in the name of the Lord. And the song of my heart says, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus, bless his name. My soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for sparing our life. Letting us live to see another day that wasn't promised to us. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. Yet with the blood on the warm in our bodies. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for being God. God, we just want to say thank you today. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for the many ways you have blessed us. All the doors you have opened for us. We say thank you tonight, God. We come to glorify you. We come to give you praise tonight. We praise for the rising of the sun, to the setting of the same. The name is worthy to be praised. Father God, we thank you right now. Save our souls. You redeemed us, God, from the hand of the enemy. You redeemed our life from destruction. Jesus, we just say thank you tonight. Oh, God, for working miracles, for doing the impossible. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come tonight, Father, to give you glory that is due unto your name. Oh, Jesus, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We realize tonight, God, there is none like you. Nobody else can do what you can do for us. Nobody else can deliver our souls. No one else can heal our bodies when we're sick. Nobody but you, Lord. You are God and God alone. You got all power in your hand. Oh, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you tonight, God. We pray right now, Father, that you will look down on us, God, as we come to you, Lord, as long as we know how. We pray you will search our hearts. Oh, God, search us tonight. God, take out everything, huh? Everything that's not like you, huh? Everything that's contrary, huh? To your will and your word, huh? We pray you will cast it up tonight, huh? Oh, God, restore to us, huh? The joy of thy salvation, huh? Uphold us with thy free spirit. Create us a clean heart, we know the right spirit within us, please, Lord, we know you evil, Lord, you are very good, even in trouble, Lord, we trust you tonight, Lord, we know we're safe in your arms, we're safe in the arms of Jesus, oh, Jesus, we need you right now, Lord, we need you, Lord, work miracle, Lord. Move signs and wonders. Oh, God, do the impossible. Turn situations around. Oh, Jesus. Work it out tonight, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Lift that heavy heart tonight. Jesus. You're a burden bearer. Oh, Jesus. Lighten the load tonight. Heal that sick body, heal that sin sick soul, heal the mind tonight, you was wounded, for our transgression, you was bruised, for our iniquity, you took the whipping for us, oh Jesus, you died in our place, we were the ones. Die. You said, Father, prepare the body. I may go to hell and redeem it back unto you. Jesus, you died for us, but you didn't stay dead. You rose, that you said you would, with all power in your hand. Jesus, that third day, you got up out of the grave, just like you said you would, in the name of Jesus, we know you now live, and you live forevermore, Jesus, you're the same God, yesterday and forever, and you change not, you are God, and you're unchangeable, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to do your will, help us to do all your signs to our hands. Help us to be witnesses unto you. Help us to labor in your vineyard. You said, help us, oh God. You told us to work while this day. When night comes, no man shall be able to work. Help us to work for you, Lord, with all of our heart and mind, with all of our soul and strength. Oh, Jesus, you be glorified. You be pleased with us. You be edified tonight, Lord. We pray, Father, you will have your way tonight. Have your way on the prayer line. Move, move by your spirit, Lord. See your power tonight. And the power of the Holy Ghost. Liberate them that are bound. Set the captive free. Let destroyed because of your anointing. See your birth out tonight. See your virtue out. See your healing power. See your saving grace. In the name of Jesus. Speak first, Lord. Show your people tonight. Help us to stand fast. Endure to the end. In the name of Jesus. We pray you see your word. Empower demonstration, see your Holy Ghost tonight, let a soul be saved, let a soul be delivered, through the preached word of God, in the name of Jesus, do it for your namesake, God, let sins be forgiven, in the name of Jesus, let iniquity be blotted out, oh God, look on your people tonight, look on every listener on the line, those far and near, we pray tonight, God, that you will leave them with a blessing. We pray, God, that you will give them what they need. Don't let them leave this line the same way they got on. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, cast out devils tonight. Let demons be cast out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work in us tonight. Oh, God, see your word. Bless the messenger tonight. Bless the speaker of the hour. Oh, God, we know you're able, huh? Let your virtue go out in the airways, huh? Let your virtue, huh, penetrate the heart tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, have your way tonight, huh? Oh, God, bless with the blessing we stand in need of, huh? Help us to give your name the praise, huh? Help us to exalt your name, huh? Help us to bless you at all times, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we love you tonight. We praise you, huh? Father God, look on the Prayer News Network continuously, huh? Oh, God, continue to bless, continue to strengthen, huh? Continue to add daily to the church such as should be saved, huh? Let your will be done tonight, huh? Oh, God, not unto us, not unto us, huh? But unto that name be glorified, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, bless the visionary, huh? And founder of the Prayer News Network, huh? Oh, God, to know the strength, huh? Help her to do your will, God. Huh? Look at every labor, God. Huh? Look on every advisor, every prayer warrior, huh? Every listener, God. Huh? Those far and near, huh? Those from other countries, God. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, look on the Blog Talk Radio listeners. Huh? Look on those that tune in by way of Facebook, huh? Podcast. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Bless every listener tonight. Huh? Anoint their ears tonight. Huh? To God, to hear your word, huh? Anoint their hearts, huh? Oh, God, to open up and receive your word with gladness, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, do it tonight, huh? For your name's sake, huh? Oh, God, give us a testimony, huh? Oh, God, put a praise in our spirit, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, bless the mothers tonight, huh? Oh, God, every mother dying tonight, huh? We pray that you will bless them and strengthen them, huh? Oh, God, help them to go through, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we exalt your name tonight. We give your name the praise for the great things that thou hast done. Oh, God, for the great things that you're yet going to do, even in the lives of your people. Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the prayer on tonight, our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah chapter 43, starting at verse 11. Isaiah 43, starting at verse 11 down to verse 19. And the scripture reads, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in rivers. Again, verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in rivers in the deserts. Amen. Glory to God. I've read for you Isaiah 43, verse 11 through 19. Amen. Of the King James Version. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little bit. amen, of this song, glory to God, it was on my heart, glory to God, and the song says, amen, I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. And whatever you ask for, and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. And whatever you ask for, and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. It shall not be denied. Oh, it shall not be denied. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, and whatever you ask, hallelujah, you ask for, and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. Hallelujah. Whoa, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many believe that tonight? Glory to God. How many believe that tonight? How many, glory to God, got prayers and petitions? Glory be to God. Glory to God that you're waiting. Hallelujah. You're waiting for the answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It shall not be denied. Glory to God. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For what God is doing. Hallelujah. What he's doing right now. Glory to God, what he's doing right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we give God thanks. Amen. We give him praise. Glory to God for what he's doing. Somebody just right now. Ah, Yashaba. Glory to God. Right now, glory to God, we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, that your hearts are ready. Glory to God. We pray, amen, that you come expecting on tonight. Glory to God. Expecting a word from the Lord. Glory to God. People of God, we don't just come to this line to be coming. Glory to God. But we're coming intentionally. Glory to God, because we want to hear from the Lord. Glory to God. There's so much more, so many other things that we could be doing. Glory to God. But we have humbled ourselves in obedience to come tonight. Glory to God, to come to this platform on tonight. Amen. To hear what God has to say. Amen. We prepare. Amen. Jesus, as we prepare to hear God's word on tonight, again, get your pen, your paper, your pad. Glory to God, your phone, however you're taking notes on tonight. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks again. We give God praise, amen, that the man of God, amen, Jesus, is here with us on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, we count it such an honor. Amen, Jesus. We were so blessed. Glory to God on last night. And we got our buckets out. We got our plates out on tonight to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. From this man of God. Amen. This prophet of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for him. Glory to God. He's no stranger to the line. He's no stranger. Glory be to God. But we thank God. Amen. That the Lord has sent him our way. Amen, Jesus. That he can be a blessing to the people of God. Amen. Glory to God all the way down Florida. Glory be to God again from Elohim's Revival Center International. Glory to God, people of God tonight. Amen. Set your hearts ready. Amen, Jesus. Shut the doors. Glory to God. Come on in. Glory be to God. And let us hear what thus saith the Lord. He that has an ear to hear, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. People of God, tonight I introduce the song. I present to others, amen, God's mouthpiece for this hour, none other than Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. We give God praise on tonight, and we thank God for all that he is doing and has done for us. Amen. We give our honor and praise, oh God, to those of you in your respectful places. We count in our robbery. We thank God for our celestial intercessor tonight, Apostle Samuel Hudson James, and your Apostle Bishop K.A. Tenner. We thank God for all of you. Amen. We bless the Lord for the CNN Network advisors, amen, who support and lift up the one of God's arms on tonight. We're going to enter into the Word of God on tonight. Tell somebody, say, don't bother me for the next 25 to 45 minutes, because there's a word from the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority in this place. We bless your name, thou master, for the wind of your spirit, for the body of your voice. We thank you now, Jesus, for resting in the midst of us on tonight. Father, now we ask you, God, that you would come in this place like a whirlwind. And God, that you would not only come in this place like a whirlwind, but you would down. Let your glory come. Let the wings of the cherubims come, O God, and let them transport the mercy seat right among us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray now that you would give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, oh God. Pick me up, God, tonight, and place me, God, in the ring of fire, oh God, that I may minister your word, oh God, under the protection of the angels, even now in the name of Jesus. God, we can get free, God, for moving in the midst of us. We take it out of you now. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen and thank God. Amen. If you have your Bible tonight, turn me to Psalms chapter 90. Psalms 90. Oh, we bless the Lord on tonight. I feel the presence of God in this atmosphere. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel the Spirit of God moving already. Amen. We bless them. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. Psalms 90. When you get it, signify by saying amen, those of you who can speak and I can hear. Psalms 90, and we're going to begin at verse 1 tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. In prayer, Moses, the man of God, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday,
when it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy conscience. For all the days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength, they may be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we lie away. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus on tonight. Holy Ghost, help me. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we are at the 8th verse. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, shall the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank him for this word, this particular word. So tonight the Lord would have us to travel into a place dealing with strange food and digestive discomfort. Strange food and digestive discomfort. And we're going to come back to around and deal with and put a comma on the false prophet. So the food now, as we spoke with you, this was in 2021 in December. And we spoke with you concerning those of you that were here for the survivalism, spoke your whole week concerning the survivalism and how things would begin to rapidly shift and change as we get into the next year. And the Lord began to remind me of some things on tonight and begin to discuss with me concerning, and some of them are, and I want you to hear me when I say this, some items are not associated with a shortage. Some items are associated with cutting costs because of inflation. So when you don't see or you don't get as many as you once did before, it has nothing to do with shortage. It has to do with inflated prices, import and export inflated prices. So some of your items, some of your products, some of the things that you buy out of the store are not cut short because of shortages, but because of inflated prices. Because a lot of our soaps and dish detergents are made by Procter & Gamble, and they're right here in the United States. So the petroleum and the stuff that you use to make, the stuff that you use, the sodium hydroxide you use to make soap and stuff like that, that stuff can be found right here inside the United States. But so there are some products that are just jumping on, some companies are jumping on board to reduce things. Ice is no longer 10-pound bags of ice, but now there's 7-pound bags, but you're paying a 10-pound bag price. Now, how is ice impacted by shortages? How is it impacted by inflation? Water is free. Electricity changed in some areas. So the ice chest or the ice coolers shouldn't be more expensive, more costly now. I should be the same price. But what is costly is the bag. And not only the bag, the piece of metal that goes on to close the bag is imported. So that is where your fees go. Because if you look at the product itself, it should not cost or be reduced. But the product itself, being cheaply produced, it is the packaging that has cost more. Y'all stay with me. So now that we are here, in this particular place, we have to learn how to survive here. We have to learn how to live in this place. And we have to learn what we should eat and what we should not eat. And so we've got to learn that what we put in our bodies now is not wholesome food and has not been wholesome food for years. But even so, now a lot of our foods are basically filled with a lot of synthetics. If you knew what was in your meat, you would surely stop buying. So when you look at byproducts and how byproducts work, it means that they are putting and adding pieces of this over here and adding pieces of that over there. It's almost as if we are living in the day where impoverished black families or impoverished families would scrap up pieces of this and pieces of that to make a meal. And so because of that, we have meat companies who have the livestock but don't have the workers. And so because they don't have the livestock, they don't have the workers, many companies that own their own meat plants are scrapping meat and vegetables and putting them in hot houses. So a lot of our vegetables, the reason why they don't grow, they don't last long because they grow in hot houses. But your meat, and the reason why your meat hurts your stomach now, sometimes your meat may have something like frog legs in it, may have some pig intestines, goat livers, and all kind of mess mangled up in there. But because it's been taken through a meat grinder several times, you may have meat in there with some lizard in it, goat in there, and many of you may have meat. They may have some raven and dove in it. But because it's taken through the meat grinder, through several passes, it's all grinded together, all grinded down together. And so when you think you're eating no juicy burger, Angus beef, you're eating a burger with rabbit in it. You're eating a burger now with gator in it, probably a little monkey in there too, dog or cat in there. I ain't trying to make y'all sick, but I'm trying to help you. So you got to be mindful of how you order your food from these restaurants and buy your meat from the store, because they are only meat that you can identify to be naturally made, born and raised. Still own the bones, but anything ground turkey and ground meat has synthetics mixed with it, byproducts from other meat sources. So now you have a family pack of hamburger something. And so when you make it hamburger helper, you got the helper, but the ham ain't the burger no more, because it has byproducts in it. And so we have to be mindful of the meat that we eat. To ensure that your body functions in the capacity in which it needs to, you need to have a hydroponic growth system to start growing your vegetables. But those of you who battle with stomach digestion, get you a papaya and eat a cup or half a cup of papaya every morning before you start your day and before you consume anything else, eat the half a cup of papaya. And the enzyme known as papain reduces the acid reflux or the gastritis inside your stomach because it goes down through the pockets. And inside of your intestinal pockets, it begins to neutralize. Now, they're going to stop. It ain't going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time for it to work. After you get your papaya, get your seeds. Scrape your seeds out of there. Get you some pot and saw and throw them in a pot and plant them. And then after you do that, then you won't have to buy. You won't have to buy papaya no more. So you need the papain and the papaya. The next thing you're going to need is to take and drink for your gut. Live probiotics. Those of you that are on certain medications need to consult with your doctors to ensure that you can take or drink live probiotics. Now, they have ginger shots in Publix and different gas stations, different stores. These are probiotics with turmeric in it. Just drink it with some honey in it and drink it and go. The immune system boost. Your focus now is on your digestive care because you have ingested things that your body is not naturally able to process. Your body wasn't designed to eat no lizard and all this crazy stuff. You've been Americanized for so many years. And so if you were in China and some African countries, but we're going to leave that alone. But if you're in China and you are eating or consuming foods over there, it is culturally acceptable to eat bat and all this stuff because they went through a recession or went through a season where they had a food shortage. And so they began to eat everything that was walking on the ground. Dogs, cats, birds, lizards, snakes, bats, anything they can get their hands on. Tigers, cats, all this stuff that is strange to us to eat. They lived off of it to survive. Mongolians, Koreans, all of these people who lived off of these things ate strange foods. And so now the byproduct that's going inside of our ground meat is our strange meat, strange food. And we're eating these things, and they're tearing up our digestive system. You have synthetic cheese and all kind of stuff. Milks in every product. So we shared this with you in December that how products that when they will come off the shelf now, the shelf life, though it has an expiration date of a few days, it will go bad before those days because of the delay of it getting on the shelf. It was bad before it left out of the farm. Those who have an EBT card and would like to invest or get a hydroponic growth system, you are able to buy seed to plant a garden and control what type of fertilizer you use in your garden by ordering your supplies from off of Amazon. You can purchase a hydroponic growth system right off of Amazon with food stamps, supplemental nutrition. You can use your cards now to buy seeds to plant and health foods and flowers as long as they're herbal. So now when you look at the foods that you are consuming and how they are not lasting like they used to, then you must ask yourself that if you buy a bag of apples right now and put them on your counter and 2 to 3 days later they either turning brown or withering, then what are you eating? What are you consuming? What is now in our food to keep the global market moving? What are we as human beings putting inside of God's temple now? Because the money, the hunger and the greed for all this money to keep coming in has not changed. However, the quality of what we eat has been reduced. And so we're consuming foods and groceries and buying juices and milks and butters, and we're expecting to get the same product. But I'm here to tell you that when we hit January the 1st, the products had already been manipulated. And here we are now all the way in June, and synthetics are being forced into your products that you eat at such a greater level. Co-insurance is no longer going to start providing these premium pays, reducing what they will pay for and increasing your out-of-pocket pay because they are, quote-unquote, not enough workers. But you got to understand, there are industries that have not been directly impacted by the worker shortage. A service industry is not directly impacted by a worker shortage, except if it needs extra bodies. Now, if you provide a service, like somebody talking to somebody, conference lines, call centers, then, of course, you got shortages, people that are waiting, and then they wait in the queue. But if you're increasing your prices because people have to wait in the queue, that's a disadvantage to your customers. So now you're making your customers not only wait longer, but now you're charging them extra. So you see, everybody's capitalizing off of shortage. We really ain't impacted by it, but we just gonna make money just like everybody else. See, greed is here, and it's been here to stay for years, and it does not change how the system works, but it is cheating you out of what is in your pocket to buy out of the store. They can jack up the prices because they know that you're gonna need it. You can feed your family, and now you go and get turkeys out of the store, turkey wings and turkey tips, and they're damaged, black marking and damaged meat. And they're putting it on the shelf and telling you, oh, well, this is all we have. Deal with it. Bell peppers sitting on the counter, wrinkled, bringing them out of the back of the store, out of the produce market, and sitting them on the shelf, already going bad. This is the way our food is coming now. And so many of the time we will buy stuff, take it home, cut it open, and it's already rotten. Mangoes don't have the sweet flavor no more. Strawberries taste like water. Watermelon has not no good sweet flavor to it. Cantaloupe is brittle, and all these things. You have food supplies that's been reduced. You have things that were had substance in it and quality in it, is no longer there because we have what? Seen the times change, and men have what? Capitalized off of it, and now they're what? Feeding us what they want us to have. While the elite eat the greatest bit of it because they have the money to buy the better quality of meat. And see, at our stores, we are getting what? The fillet and the leftovers because of our class. But then you have those who are able to afford sirloin steaks and buy real meat, who are able to get quality meat, quality stripping, quality burgers. If you don't catch your seafood and you don't have all this stuff, it's like God told us last December to go get cows. Told us how many to get it because we would need it because of the meat going. And because not only that, he showed us about the seed. Why? Because we were what needed. And now that we're here, we do what? We need it. And so now we got to understand, how do we survive right here? Put your money together and begin to do what? Survive. Use wisdom. You and your family get together and you guys buy a whole Angus beef cow, a butcher cow. And that meat, that's over 1,000 pounds of meat. That's enough to feed you in a small village. But you and your family get together and invest into the meat. Everybody invest in the two cows. So buy two cows apiece. Butcher them. The table is ready to find a reputable slaughterhouse that butchers meat for you, and you'll put in your freezer. And you have meat to last you a whole year, and the meat won't have any byproducts in it because you'll get it fresh from the butcher. And you have to worry about no synthetic of the meat being introduced with thumper or any kind of rabbit or goat or any kind of strange word, possums and all kind of strange meats. You have to worry about none of your meat being interjected with something that is not pure. In these days and times that we live in, the church has become socially disconnected from the voice of the prophet because they have chasing after the false word. Because the false word is what brings them their excitement. It is what brings them what they feel as a euphoric feeling. The church is like crackheads, so to speak. We come to get high off of prophecy because it makes us celebrate that we get housing calls. But true prophecy brings you to where you need to be that you may live and not die. Y'all understand me tonight? And so because that many of us have encountered or encountering false words. And it's because of something that we want to hear. Now, Minister Bradley, now we got a spirit in the church where it is frowned upon to bring an alignment. But we've got to understand God comes to bring us to a place that we need to be, so to speak. Y'all got me? But in this move, this dispensation, as they would say, the rise of the false prophet is rearing his head back up, and is rearing his head back up in full force. Because during the pandemic, a lot of churches lost their membership due to COVID. And some of them had to close down. And so because of that, the false prophets begin to what? Bank on these people because they begin to go to their ministry. Because they had a platform that they could easily access and they could always get a word. But what they didn't know was, Minister Bradley, that even though you had a word there, it was not the word of the Lord. And so now that churches have begun to resume opening, now the false prophets are losing their bankroll, and there lies the problem. So they have to become what? Creative. And they become creative, now have to get into a manipulating state. Now they want to use witchcraft to draw the people back to them, split the church. And so no, now we got to rise of those who will desire to hear this sound. While there's a desire to hear what? That which is righteous and pure. And so because of that, we have a split now between what that is accurate and that which is inaccurate. And so now the church calls real prophecy false and false prophecy real. Y'all don't hear me in here. And now they're calling it, they're judging the real prophet because the false prophet is telling them what they want to hear. Stroking their ego, patting them on their back when they are in full-blown sin, when the altar of the prophet is a rod and a hammer, and it brings an alignment and correction, tears down and builds back up. You understand me? So now we got to do what? We've got to realign the body of praise. Because the church now has become hungry for mess over righteousness. And because of that, now there's beginning a split in the church, and we have more people that are concerned with how the message is preached versus how the souls are being saved after the message is being preached. We don't want the quality of God's word. We want a word that's going to stroke our ego. We want a word that's going to rub us on our back. We're living in dangerous times. And how can one survive in this time with all the false words that's been going for? I heard so many false prophecies during the time of COVID. I just shook my head in disbelief. I did not understand how this was permitted, that these people would be on and they would be proper lying to the moon with shakes. And people were eating it up. And what became disheartening was I seen sanctified folks sitting among these heathens, eating up what they was saying. Watch this. The first part I had to give you so that you have the instructions about the strange foods and digest it, but that was going to get into the heart. Give me a few minutes and I'll be at your way. Jude 1:4. Jude 1:4. Woman of God, let me know how good I am on time. Jude 1:4. For there are certain men, crept in unawares, who are before of old ordained to this condemnation. They are what? Ungodly men. Turning what? Your faith, my faith, their faith. Turning the grace of God, grace of our God, into what? Lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. They are what? Become what? Brute beasts. Having their conscience what? Seared with hot iron. You cannot correct them because they choose not. They desire to be seen. They desire to be heard. It is a lust for attention. Rejected people leading people to a place of damnation. I wish I could see this. So now it's okay, permittably okay, for us to have bleeding people lead hurt people into their demise. And we sit back, many of us, the saints, probably on here right now, who sit and listen to this foolishness, come across the airways, and they know better. But they push this because they like it. It appeals to their carnality, their fleshly side. And then we will sit and listen to this garbage, and then we'll get off of their broadcast and get on the phone and slander their name. But we just shouted and danced when they proper lied to us about a house and a car or a husband or a wife. We got to make this thing make sense, thanks of God. So we have what? Become accustomed to what? Lies rather than the truth. We want what makes us smile, make our flesh tingle, versus that which was going to align us in the righteousness. And so because of that, there's a split in the church. We got half of y'all going over here, half of the others going over there. And here God is in the middle saying, now what in the world is this? How did we get here? That we have more righteous saints, our God, that are on the leaning side of carnality, along with the unrighteous. There are too few holy saints. We have become compromisers of our own righteousness. We compromise our faith. We compromise our standards. We compromise our walk with God. We are some compromising people. The Bible says that how can a man love two masters? You're either going to hate one and love the other. We are caught between two opinions. We got to get back into the place that we once was. The church is in a stagnant but yet floating position because we decide not to move to the beat of God's drum no more. See, COVID only exposed who you really was. It ain't exposed who the preachers were. In some cases, we've always known that those preachers was making pornography tapes and being all over social media and being exposed by the world. We already knew that. We sat there and watched them preaching. We knew any moment they was going to fall and somehow was going to expose them before a big screen. We already knew it. Nobody had to tell us. But we sat there and we watched. And we shouted and danced to their messages. And the minute they failed, we had something to say. But here lies the problem we have in the church. Because where are the real church mothers at now? Real deacons at now? We got a whole bunch of young preachers that want to shut down the church mothers and the deacons, season folk, because they feel like they got it. But my Bible says that he called them old because they knew the way. And he called us young because we were strong. And so we need people to know the way so they will be strong enough to carry the charge. But now you ain't no church mother no more. We got a house full of junior mothers and junior deacons running the entire church. And a whole lot of Antelons and Cores and Gomers sitting in the pulpit preaching. And then we got to deal with Ananias and Sapphira taking up the offer. We got to make this thing make sense. So the church has to come where? Back into its alignment. Back into its rightful position. We have begun to enjoy the lustful pleasures of out of order and dysfunction. We have begun to enjoy the pleasures of sin. We don't want holy church no more. We don't want righteous church no more because under that particular type, whoa, yes, sir. Under that particular type of ministry, it requires us to be uncomfortable. But we want church that's going to make us feel good, that's going to make us dance a little bit and then shout a little bit and then go home. We don't want nobody to come down our row and expose our own sins. We don't want it. The Bible says, choose you this day. Who you going to serve? You're going to serve God, and you're going to serve mammon. But the scripture says, holiness without which no man, woman, boy, girl, toddler, old person, young person, I don't care about your positions or your degrees or your mental capacities. The Bible says, holiness without which no man, none of us, shall see the Lord. So we've got to have holiness. And out of holiness comes what? Change, transformation, what? Comes truth and righteousness, what? Holiness comes down your road. Holiness comes to what? Bring you back to what? Righteousness. Right living. Now, we don't have altar calls no more. We have praying for people and send them on their way. Tarry with this place no more. Folk ain't getting delivered down there. They just come in and ask you to pray for them and their house and cars be saved. You don't need nobody to pray that your house and car be saved when you don't pay tithes. God, why am I here? When you don't give an offering, we don't need to pray for your house to be saved or your car to be saved when you're not a supporter of the vision of the house that you serve. Why are we praying for your husband to stay home with you when you're mean and nasty? Why are we praying for your children to obey you when you treat them like slaves.
Oh, Holy Ghost in here.
We've got to come to a better place than this. We want God to work miracles in our lives, but we don't want to change our behavior. We don't want to change who we are as human beings. Ain't talking about saints. We're a mess of people. And we have nasty dispositions. We've got to come back into an alignment with God. The Lord charges us for all that we do, and we think it's right. Ain't nobody got to tell you what you're doing is wrong. You know it's wrong. You feel it in your heart is wrong because the spirit that it came out of was a bad place. And we don't want to own that the stuff that we do come out of a bad place of us. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it's not what goes into a man that defiles him. But I love the scripture where it says that it says these words, that out of your heart flows the issues of life. Another scripture says that above all things, the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So the behavior that exudes out of your heart, you know it came from the back of your heart and not the righteousness of your heart because you felt it come out of there. As soon as it came out of your mouth gate, you knew you had released something that was not of God. For you would retract it and repent for it. You will stand by it and stand on it with pride and arrogance, puffed up, and have the audacity to use God as your defense. The devil is a liar. God does not get himself involved in foolish matters of carnality that we provoke upon ourselves. We've got to be holy and we've got to be righteous. Right now, living, right now, behavior. Willing to correct our own self. We don't need nobody to rebuke us and bring us back into alignment when we know we're wrong. But the minute, woman of God, Minister Bradley, that we refuse to repent for our errors, when we commit them, when we commit our sins towards others and even God himself, when we refuse to repent of these things, we've lost our fear of God. We've lost our reverence. Because I remember there was a time in our lives as saints that if we slipped up in sin and we know we sin, the conviction hit us. When you'd have been doing it so long, when you'd have been doing it so long, you live there. You soak, I never will shine. You soak in the spirit because you dress in the garments of it. You lay in the bed, you lay in the bed with it. Mm-hmm. You don't wrestle with this thing. See, when it first came into your life, it was a problem between you and it. Oh, you fought with it, kept it on the altar. But all of a sudden now you have become comfortable with this issue that you have. You have become very so relaxed with it. And so now you get dressed with it. You eat dinner and lunch and breakfast with it. You bathe in the shower with it. You ride in the car with it. It has become your friend. It has become your best friend. How do we know it become your best friend? Tell me, Holy Ghost. Because the minute somebody points it out and addresses it, you stand to defend it. Help Jesus. God, help me. You stand to defend it. You protect it more than you protect your own soul. You put it before you put your own God. Why? Because it is your comforter. It is your comforter. It is your mechanism, so to speak. It is what makes you feel safe. But God said that I am, that I am. I'm your God. I'm everything. He said, I am a jealous God, and I won't have no other gods before me. And we put our behavior in front of God. We put our attitude and our treatment of others in front of God. And when it's called out, we get mad and we want to protect it. We done went from protecting the Holy Ghost in us, and now we're protecting demons in us. Y'all don't hear me. We do more fighting for the devil on our side than we do for the Lord that's on our side. How? Who's ruling your life? Who's the king of your soul? The Lord said you are your father, the devil. We have allowed ourselves to come into agreement and alignment with stuff that has nothing to do with the Bible. And we justify it. We justify our actions and our deeds to make sure that people know that we are right, but in the eyesight of God, we are wrong. And we feel like man can't correct us because we're right. But in the eyesight, God is looking at us and saying, when will you see that your way is wicked in my sight? Your way is evil in my sight. We got to understand, we got to get back to the altar and lay on our face and say, God, judge me. Get your sword out on me and unsheathe it and cut this stuff out of me that shouldn't be. Destroy the enemy in me. Cut it away. But we won't bring it to the altar. The reason why we won't bring it to the altar is because we don't want to lose it. We don't want to get rid of it because we're in love with it. It makes us feel like we're validated. And the root cause of it is because it's a lot of us have the spirit on us because we have been hurt people. And because we never healed from our hurt, we treat everybody else like trash. And when they correct us, we become defensive. The spirit of offense and defense comes in. And we don't want them to come and stand in our place, tell us that we are in error because we feel like that now you're trying to hurt me. Mm-hmm. We confuse help with hurt. God, help me. We've allowed this spirit to manipulate our mind and live and resonate in our mind that when people come with good intentions, we consider it ill intentions or ill desire. And so now we puff ourselves up against folk and we fight against folk and resist people instead of allowing help to come in to help us, to save us. We're spiraling, some of us, into a destructive path. We're living in a destructive life. We are wrestling flesh and blood, and we should not. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers, and darkness in high places. We've got to wrestle with that which is spirit. But any time a spirit comes in, it'll make you wrestle with people. Because you're letting the devil use you. Because had you known that it was the spirit, and had you allowed God to use you and not the devil use you, you'll go after the spirit in the operation. But instead, you expose yourself over and over again, letting us know that you are possessed, that demons live there, that you have allowed the devil to take up residence in your mind. Demon spirits, don't get ready to close. Demon spirits, when they come in, they attach themselves to your cerebellum inside of your cerebral cortex, your central nervous system. Why there? Because that is where they can go in and coil themselves around your spine and bend you to their will, make you their puppet. Some of us want to be free so bad from that which haunt us, that which taunt us, free so bad. But because of pride, some of us are leaders and pastors that don't want the church to know that we wrestle with a demon that make us treat people wrong. Because we wrestle with pride, we rather suffer with this thing instead of being free. But the Bible says, the day when you hear my voice, hard not your heart. Let me inside. See, Jesus is knocking. He giving you all the opportunity in the world to come out from among them. Come on out of there and be separated. Come on out of them. Come on out. Many of us said, I'm gonna take myself to deliverance. Yeah, that's possible. But you got legions in you. Can't do that by yourself. You're going to need help. Because you've allowed this thing to live in you for years. I can see you now. You're thinking hard now. I see all of you. See y'all right now. Thinking hard now. Examining yourself about your behavior and how long you've been like that. I hear many of you questioning God right now. God, is it me? Some of you warring in your spirit with that spirit and letting the spirit tell you that ain't you. But it's you, baby. It's you. The war you're fighting is not with those around you. The war you are fighting is with you. That demon you're fighting against is you. It's you. Until you heal what is hurting in you, you got to confess that broken area, that place in you that you have allowed to turn into bitterness. You got to know, oh, Shaman, so you got to confess that thing in order for you to be healed from it. Because now it's a whole bunch of church folks that hurt people and they're hurting people. Pastors who never should have been pastors until they've been healed. Missionaries, deacons and prophets and apostles and evangelists and teachers, ushers, helpers and cooks in the church shouldn't have never been in those roles except they've been healed. Haughty spirits because you were treated by a leader who was haughty. And you despise their leadership, and now you got the very same spirit they got, and now you lead like this. Oh, you got to go through deliverance. It's got to be broken off of you. Mistreating the people of God, putting your knee on their neck, controlling and manipulating the church. Get delivered, leaders. You can't do them like you was done. You know how it made you feel. Stop lying to the people, telling them you're trying to save their life. You're trying to control them. You know what it was like for you to be controlled. You know what it was like for you to be manipulated. We won't celebrate our members, pastors, because we're secretly jealous of them. Because we're jealous of them, we want them to fail and not to see. The devil is a liar. Anything that you birth out should excel you because it comes out of your lowing. Elijah got a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Elisha said, he said, give me a double portion of that spirit. The Bible says it all runs down a beard. Aaron's beard down to his skirt onto the people of God. We have mishandled. We have done wrong as men and women of God. We better stop putting people up in positions and roles who have not the heart of God to be in these positions and roles. Brothers and sisters and brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws and aunties and uncles, and we put never give everybody a title who don't deserve one, knowing that these people are full of demons, knowing that they're devils. We'll promote them to keep from putting God's anointed in position because we're afraid to be exposed. Tonight, we're going to make a call for salvation for those who are backsliding and those who want to be saved. The next call I make after that is going to be for those who want to be delivered and those who are ready to be free and those who are ready to repent for what they've done, what they participated in, and I don't care about your title. We don't care about your title. This is a safe place. We don't care about your title. We don't care about your roles. We don't care about how many callers you got and how many DDs you got. We don't care how many ordination certificates you got. You can be the best elder. You can be elder plus two. Lay it down at altar. Lay your title down at altar. Because when you come, I'm standing as an intercessor, not a prophet. And I'm going to stand in the gap for you tonight. And we're going to pray this thing down until you get free. Until you want to get free. And if you don't want to get free, we God bless you. But we're doing serious altar calls. I'm here one more night. We can't keep playing with God, thing. We got to get our lives right and get it right now. How are we going to draw the crowd with the same bad behavior? Not just leaders, members too. How? How we going to draw the crowd with the same bad behavior?
Now, y'all know, if we were flies on the wall in your house, we'll probably be embarrassed to know we know you. If you want to be saved, and if you're backsliding and you want to come back home, now's your time to come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus. If you want to be saved tonight. If you want to be saved. And if you say, man of God, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I want to give my life to the Lord. If you say, man of God, I'm a backslider. I want to come back home. This is your time. Your time is now. Your opportunity is now. God will help you redeem the time. He'll help you redeem the time. Come to the platform. Press star 6 and come to the platform if that's you. Press star 6. If you're on here and you don't have a church home and you say, man of God, I need somebody to help me find a church home. Do y'all know anybody that can help me find a church home? Come to the platform. We'll get you information and we'll try to connect you with an EPC church in your area. Come to the platform. Come on, saints. We offer Christ to you tonight. If you leave the same way you came, it's because you wanted to. Forget about who's going to come first and come on. Don't wrestle with your spirit. Don't wrestle with it. Don't fight against it. Just come on to Jesus and give him your whole life. Give him your whole life. Get saved, set free, and delivered, and I'll preach all of us. I'll prophesy all of us. Come on. Be the best evangelist God got on the market. Come on. Come to Jesus. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Woman of God, is there anybody on the platform?
No one is on the platform yet, Prophet.
All right. I'll give you 2 more minutes, and then we're going to move to the next phase. We got to get people saved, y'all. People saved, set free, and delivered. By walking to people in judgment because of their lifestyle and their behaviors and one of the cases being walk to them and say, God, look, I love you. I don't know you, but I love you. Hug them and tell them, say, I love you. I love you. The Bible never said that preaching would destroy us. And it said, love covers the multitude of sins, multitude of faults. But see, we don't want love to cover. We want to expose people to hurt people, but we don't want to do it God's way. We think we got the remedy. We think we got the best way. You'll never do it other than the way that God says. He said, my faults are not yours, nor my ways yours. If it be not God's way, then we're out of order. We're doing something wrong. Yes, Lord. For those of you that say, man of God, I am one. I am one that is going through and I'm battling with this issue. I need to repent. I need to come before the Lord. I need to be restored. I need to come get my break. I need to get this thing off of me. I don't need you coming if you're gonna play with it. I'm talking about real folk that's real, really ready and really honest. Say, God, I got this on me. I got to get off of me. Don't worry about who's coming first. Just come to the platform. Star 6 and come over to the platform. Man of God, I want to be prayed for. I want to be covered. I want this thing broken. I want this thing shattered. I'm tired of repeating this same cycle because of my own behavior, my own traumas. I want to be healed. Come to the platform and says you. Just come and say, man of God, I'll be one. Friend, star 6, come on. It's time for you to be healed for real so that you can be used by God like he wants you to use. He want to use you. See, we're restricted because we're bleeding people, but it's time to heal now. You can't bleed while leading. You cannot bleed while leading. You got to be healed. So you got to come now. Tonight is your night to be healed so that you can be whole in ministry, that you can be whole in your life, that you can love your family for real. The minute you can love your husband for real and love your wife for real, the mean and hateful towards your children, it's time to come and get that bitterness off of you.
please.
It's time to come. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Press star six. Press star six. If you're one that says, I want to be healed tonight. I want to be healed tonight. I want to live to my fullest capacity. Press star six tonight and come onto the platform. Come on, saints. I told you I'm here as an intercessor tonight. I did the prophet's job already. I'm here as an intercessor tonight. I don't come to prophesy to you no house or no car. I come to help you. I come to help you get free.
Amen. I'm home. I'm here, prophet.
Well, we got one. Is there anybody else? Is anybody else? Just mute your phone, Minister Simon. Is there anybody else? Yes. Yeah, just mute your phone. As you come to the platform, just say, I'm here, man of God, and just mute your phone. Anybody else? Just come on. We got one. Press star six and come to the platform. Press star six and come to the platform. We're trying to give you time. We want to help you.
Man of God.
I want to help you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mute your phone. Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Come on. Come on, saints. Stop worrying about who going to see you, who going to notice your voice, and you don't know who on here that may recognize you. Come on. If you be ashamed of on me in front of a few of your friends, he said he'd be ashamed of on you in front of his father. Come. Come now. Come now. There's no sense to stay there and wallow in what you're in. Will there be another? We'll give you a few more minutes. We love the Lord today. We thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come to the platform. Come to the platform. Come to the platform. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any prayer requests, won't be left for those two individuals up there. If you have any prayer requests at this time, just come to the platform. Press star six. Want to make sure that we don't hold it up. Just let those two that are there stay there. Any prayer request? Any prayer request? Any
praise
prayer request? Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, ma'am. I received two text prayer requests. The first one is for Sister Mary's cousin, her cousin Lorraine. She had a stroke,
okay. And
she's in ICU. And she's requesting prayer. And I also received a prayer request from Minister Booker. She's requesting prayer for her knee. She's requesting prayer for her knee, Minister Booker.
Okay. All right.
And
anybody else?
One more, man of God. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm requesting prayer for a friend of mine, brother. The doctor says, she let me know about an hour ago, that the doctor said that her brother has had a massive heart attack. So I want to send a request prayer for Benjamin Aikens Jr., the Pollitt and Aikens family in Florida. Thank you. God bless you all.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
And I have a prayer for my brother Andrew, who's in the hospital as well. For my brother Andrew.
Okay. Any more prayer requests? Press star six.
I want to pray for Alex Butler. They said he had COVID.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm one man of God.
All right. You one? Okay, I got you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Any more prayer requests?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I was one of the ones that said that I was one, but I'm already saved. I don't know if I wanted prayer to deal with the issue that I'm having and that I think that's keeping me from elevating to where I know I need to be. So I don't know if I should have been
okay
on that side or the prayer line. So.
You're on that side. You're on that side. You're on that side. You're one of the ones. So just mute yourself out and just get on that side. Any more prayer requests? Any more prayer requests? Let's start six.
And I'm on one too. I'm gonna get on this side, but I also have a request. We have a 12-year-old young lady that we are keeping this summer. She has some major issues with her behavior. Manipulation, rebellion, just a lot. Her name is Javea. So I'm asking for prayer for her. And also for salvation and a miracle for Gloria McIntyre.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Hello. I'm on here. I'm asking for prayer for myself, for strength. It's been 5 months since my husband has passed. I'm asking for prayer and strength, and also I'm asking for prayer for Yvonne Dennis, who's going to be soon having surgery to remove gallbladder stone. And I'm asking for prayers for my entire family.
Amen. Amen. That's my mama, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Would there be another? Would there be another? Come to the platform. If you've already given your prayer request and you're not one of the ones, just press star six again, and I'll take you right on back out to the population. Amen. Anybody else? Star six. Prayer request.
I have a prayer request. I need clarity of something that's up, and I need to know. I need confirmation one way or the other.
Okay, Minister Sonya. I got you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. If there be any more, Minister Bradley, is there anybody else on the platform?
Looks like, let's see, let's go here.
Besides the ones that sit in the base.
I think that's it right now.
I'm one of the ones.
All right. Okay. You won the ones? Okay. You sit right there. We're going to get y'all. All right.
Okay.
All right. Prayer request. We're going to pray with prayer request right now. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy. Lord, you have heard the cries and the pleas of the people, O God, for family, for friends, for healing, for deliverance, O God, to move on, O God, to those that need to be healed, O God, and those that are still grieving. Father, we pray in strength for those. Even now, we're praying, God, for those who are getting ready to encounter surgery, those who've impacted heart attacks, and those children that has mischievous behavior, oh God, and dealing with all types of demonic torment, oh God, because of things that have happened to them. Father, we're praying for those individuals, oh God. We're praying for brothers. We're praying for sister-in-laws, nieces, and nephews tonight. We're praying, oh God, for mothers and fathers, oh God, that you will cover them under your blood tonight. God, we pray strength unto them tonight, oh God. We pray that every yoke be destroyed, every burden be lifted, oh God. We bind sickness.
We bind disease. We bind death, oh God. We cancel this assignment, oh God. We're declaring healing in the emotions, healing from grief, oh God. We're praying, God, deliverance, oh God, for these misbehaviors, oh God. We're praying, Father, that you will move like you never moved before. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will tear down every wall, everything the enemy is trying to place against the people of God. We speak life. We send the angel of life. We send the angel of mercy, Father. We send your glory, Father. We send your word tonight that your people will be healed, set free, and delivered. Father, by thy will tonight, oh God, shake the foundation, oh God, that they stand. Break up the mansoya. Break up the fallow ground. Disrupt the plans of the enemy tonight. Destroy his works in front of their life. We seek peace and prosperity. We seek wholeness in their life tonight. Touch them, oh God, from the crown of the head to the soul that we lift every heavy heart. Hiya, let it be, Oshaya. Let them go, let them go. Every heavy heart, every heavy burden, lift it tonight. Lift it off of them now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will heal those hearts. Heal those hearts tonight, oh God. Those that are encountering surgeries, oh Father, heal them tonight, oh God. Those that are getting ready to encounter, oh God, those that had heart attacks, heal tonight. Go inside of those hearts and heal. We bind, oh God. We bind in the old, under the old, by fire. We bind every spirit, oh God, tonight. By your power, in the old man, the under the holy. Yes, God, we bind every power of darkness, every evil spirit tonight. We bind this to work tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Move on the We pray, God, that you move. Lift the weight, lift the burden. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy Ghost, we send it to be all shit. I'm on for ya. He can't run on a man, yes. Oh, yes, God, we thank you. We thank you tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Those that are waiting in the Bay Area, just take your phone off mute. And take it off. Don't have it on speaker, but take your phone off mute. Use your earpieces, because we don't need no feedback. But all I need you to do, unmute your phone and begin to praise God. Begin to give God a praise for what he's getting ready to do in your life.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Zion.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on, Zion.
in tonight. Come on, come on. Let the right in tonight. Let the right in tonight. Come on, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, we thank you now tonight. We bless you now, Jesus. We bless you now tonight, Jesus. Father, we pray now for Minister Bradley, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree even now, God, by your power and your authority, strength upon her body. We send a fresh wind, oh, yes, God. We send a fresh wind her way in the body name of Jesus. Touch her now, oh, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Strengthen her now, oh, God. To continue the journey, to continue the work. Touch now, oh God. Send the fire of God her way now. In the name of Jesus, we pray strength now. And power also. We break God into the fire. Every wall the enemy is trying to put in. We shatter it now. We bust through it now. We bind it now. God, give her the wings of the eagle that she saw, God. Oh, yes, God. Fire, 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 fire
Tonight. That's on the line tonight. They're there.
Father,
Father, we thank you now for these staff who labor so hard, God. On tonight, Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen them.
Yeah.
God, that not only you would strengthen them, oh God, that you would increase them in you even now, God. And Father, I stand as a prophet of God, and whatever they desire of you tonight, God, let it be given unto them, and let it be written, oh God, that it's theirs, and that the enemy can't take it from them, because, oh God, they're serving, God. And so, Father, I pray now a double portion of your spirit, a double portion of your anointing, a double portion of your power, that it be released over their lives tonight, oh God. Stir up the discernment in them with increase like never before, oh God. Set them ablaze, cause a revival fire to break out of the spirit in their soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, when they leave this line, let their life never be all shot fire. Never be the same again. Let their life never be the same again. Never be the same. Give it to them tonight, God. Give it to them, God. From the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. Endow them with your power tonight. Endow them with your glory tonight.
Thank you.
Come on,
give him praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, give him praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Give him what they need.
Glory be to God.
Let your power rest.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know we got to go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I know we got to go. Well, Minister Bradley, if I can just have just a few more minutes, and I'm going to get out your hair.
Yes. Go ahead.
Listen, I know we got to go. I know we got to go, but I need all the prophets. If you're a prophet and vessel, if you're a prophet of God, if you know you're a prophet, not that somebody threw some oil on you and stacked some oil on you and you spun around seven times and now you're a prophet. No, I'm talking about that you were born from your mother's womb, a prophet of God. Now that you think, now that you've got to stick your finger up in the ass, is that me? I want you to come to the platform real quickly. Every prophet, come to the platform real quickly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight.
Thank you,
every prophet, come to the platform. Come to the platform tonight.
Ooh,
every prophet of God. Press star six and come to the platform. Run. While the presence of God is here. One thing Christ told us is that don't you delay and wait. When God says come, you move. Press star six. Every prophet of God, come to the platform. When you get here, say, I'm here, man of God. That's all I need to say is I'm here. I'm not going to tarry long. We got to go. Every prophet, come. We got one over here out here. That's my mama. Any prophet, any other prophet, come to the platform. Come to the platform. Come now. Come now. Prophet of God. Come by the whole body. Yes, God, I see a cloud. Yes, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every prophet, if you're a prophet of God and you're on here, then come to the platform. Come to the platform. Say, man of God, I'm here. Minister Bradley, I see a cloud coming.
Yeah.
I see a cloud coming. Any prophet, any other prophet? Is there any other? Any other prophet? Any other prophet? If you're a prophet, come. You're a prophet, say, I'm here, man of God. Just let me know you're here. Press star six, come to the platform. All prophets. All prophets, yes, Lord. If you're here, just say, I'm here, man of God. Press star six.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do we have it on the platform, Minister Bradley, besides my mother?
Yeah. I don't see any on the platform, man of God.
That was for me. All right. We're going to pull Minister Bradley right on over here, too. Father, we thank you, O God, for the prophetic ministry, the office of the prophet, the gift of the prophet. We thank God for it even now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for, God, that this is not an easy place, O God. It's a lonely place, O God. It's a place of discouragement at times. And so, Father, I pray strength over every prophet. I pray encouragement over every prophet, O God. I pray another yes, Lord, stir up in their spirit and their finish tonight, O God.
I release it into the hands of Minister Bradley. God bless you. I love you tonight. Be blessed.
In Jesus' name.
God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, we just want to open the line tonight. Glory to God. We want to open the line tonight. Glory to God. And let's just give God praise for what he's done on tonight. Glory to God. Just unmute those phones. Glory to God. Unmute. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Come on and let's give God praise for what he's done on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give him a praise tonight. Glory to God. Unmute your phones. Glory to God. Unmute your phones and give God praise tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise for the blessing of glory. Thank you. 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 Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what he's done in the earth, for what he's done. Glory to God in this place, for what he's done. Glory to God in your glory to God. We give him praise. Glory to God. We give him praise on tonight. We give him praise.
Glory to God. We thank him tonight.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him tonight, people of God. We just want to let you know, glory to God, that you can get a copy, glory to God, of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Tonight, 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. Also, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Those that are reaching out via WhatsApp, glory to God, you can reach us on the 678 number. Amen. If you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy, reach out to us WhatsApp at the 678 number. Also, people of God, don't forget, you can as well go out to our Facebook page, our Prayer News Network Facebook page. There you will find the broadcast. You can certainly share. Amen. We encourage you to share it. Amen. Glory to God. Share it via Messenger. Share it to someone else's page. Glory to God. Share it to a prayer group. Amen. Glory to God, or a group that you know would benefit, that would be blessed by this word on tonight. Glory to God. So much has come forth on tonight, people of God. So much has come, glory to God, amen, in addition to, glory to God, the different foods and things that we can do, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So much has come on tonight to help us to be a prepared people, glory to God, a prepared people for this time, glory to God, so that we can escape, glory to God, these things, amen, so that we can be aware, glory to God, of these things that are coming upon us and why they're coming upon us, glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. I also want to let you know that you can go out to the website. Go out to the web, type in Prayer News Network. There you will find our broadcast as well. Those of you that like to listen to podcasts, you'll be able to click and listen
to our podcast as well of our broadcasted services. Amen. We do give God thanks again. We give God praise. Glory to God. People of God, what you have gotten tonight, glory to God, what you're getting every night, we want you to can it. We want you to hold it. Don't let it slip. Glory to God. Give an earnest heed to what you've heard. Glory to God. Again, we encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast. Glory to God. If at any moment you missed anything, glory to God, we encourage you to go back, amen, and listen to the broadcast. Listen, people of God, the broadcast that you request, they are absolutely free. Amen. You don't have to pay a thing. Glory to God. Just request, and we just ask you kindly to send it to someone else, so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We're trying to reach souls for the kingdom. We're trying to reach souls for the kingdom. Glory be to God. And even as this word goes forth, glory to God, and they're listening at the rebroadcast, wherever they find themselves, glory be to God, they can come, glory to God, to the platform as well, because it's all by his spirit. Amen. It's by spirit. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks, and we, hey, glory. Hallelujah. We give God praise tonight for all that he's done. Glory to God. People of God, we want to ask you to come on back. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on back tomorrow night. The man of God will be with us on tomorrow night to share with us what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss these nights of power. Glory be to God. Power and demonstration. Glory to God. So again, invite someone to come. Glory to God. Invite them. Invite them. Glory to God to come. We only can invite them. Glory to God. It's up to them to hear the call. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God. Amen. For you tonight, prophet. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, we just want to, amen, Jesus, focus. Amen, Jesus. Our eyes toward the man of God on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Father, we ask this night, glory to God, that you would breathe upon him afresh in the precious name of Jesus. Father, restore unto him the virtue, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless your head. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you for your vessel tonight. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen him now. Strengthen him, glory to God. Strengthen him in his body. Strengthen him even more in his spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. Bless him, glory to God. Bless him as only you can. Glory, higher. Glory to God. Bless him and meet every need. Bless him on tonight, oh God, and meet every desire, we pray. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking you this night, Father, that you will look favorably upon him in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to cause your face to shine upon your servant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to help him to stand. Help him to continue to stand in the holy place. Help him to continue to stand and declare your word. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for open doors, oh God, open doors, oh God, whereby this word can go forth. This word can go to the nations. Open doors, glory to God, unto him we pray. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we praise you for him, oh God. Hiya. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you will cover him tonight. Cover him and shield him tonight. In that precious name, Jesus, cover him in your shed blood. God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy tonight. We do forbid backlash, Taya, in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, and we decree there shall be no retaliation. In that precious name, oh God, we thank you now. We thank you for Taya. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you, Father. For, hey, God, we thank you tonight for your word, for your word, for your word. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you've already done. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your servant on tonight. And for this, we thank you. We pray. Hey, shout. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart tonight. Every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, and so it is on tonight. We thank, Hallelujah. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Hallelujah. In the truestness, glory to God, in the truestness of his essence. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Again, people of God, we want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Again, invite someone to come and be a part of this three nights of power. Amen. On this PNN. Glory be to God. And at this time, man of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for final words. Amen. And for the dismissal of the line. You have the platform, man of God.
We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for all that he has done. And invite somebody out tomorrow night, and invite somebody out, share the broadcast. Amen. Let somebody know that God is moving, and he's doing a work over here. Amen. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for Minister Bradley. We thank God for this line. Every round, they say, as they say, we go higher and higher. Tomorrow night is probably the last night, but we'll see what God says. Amen. We're going to pray now and bless the line. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you for moving by your anointing, O God. And we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will fuel our lives, set our lives on fire, set our lives ablaze. For those who came for prayer on tonight, let, O God, their lives shine. Let the fire of God rest upon them, O God. Let the glory of God rest in them, God. God, let them, when they leave this line, but never your presence, let their lives be transformed and changed, O God. Give them dreams and envisions. Let them have encounters with your spirit and your glory on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Bless this line. Send your glory over this line. Continue, O God. Send the souls as they will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Strengthen the moderators. God, strengthen the help, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you tonight. We love you. See you back here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. God bless.
Amen. That concludes our broadcast for tonight. God bless you.
Where the sin victims shall be. We are under and no can do. We are under and no can do. Where his power shall overflow, where the glory shall be anymore. Yeah, we wonder and no can do. Yeah, we are under and no can do.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.